You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. One of the reasons I don't want to run for public office, especially like U.S. Senate, you got to travel all over the state. You got to knock on a lot of doors, meet a lot of people. But what if you went to every brewery in Michigan? That's what Mallory McMorrow is doing. She's a state senator running for U.S. Senator. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Where did this idea come from of touring breweries on the campaign trail?
Okay, so I am very proudly the 2025 Beer Defender of the Year from the Michigan Brewers Guild. It is my most crowning achievement. And I was talking to some of the brewers, and I just loved this idea of creating events that aren't candidate forums or town halls. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people who will just never come to something like that. Not because they don't care, but because it's kind of a weird thing to do. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest about it. But coming out to grab a beer and bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, we have them open to the public. I get to go table to table, grab a beer myself, get to know people, and then you can ask me whatever you want. It just lowers the barrier. It makes it really easy to do. And we've had upwards of 300 people at some of our stops, and it's been super cool to see.
What kind of questions are you getting? What are you hearing from voters in Michigan?
It runs the gamut. You know, we have rolled out a number of policy proposals. Just this week, we're rolling out two on AI disrupting the jobs market and AI safety, what it means for us. A lot of this came from directly what we heard from people at the brewery tours who would say things like, hey, this AI stuff, it is happening really fast. It is touching everything. What are we going to do about it? I heard from a dad of kids who are a little bit older than my daughter who said, I don't want to make the same mistake that we made with social media. You know, these things addicted our kids. They broke their brains. We got to step in and make sure this scary thing doesn't happen. So it runs to that. It runs from people telling me about their families. It talks about just the anxiety people have about the war with Iran. And then sometimes it's really casual. We actually had yesterday, I was in Saginaw, and a young guy who was a Trump voter, he said he came to the event and he wanted to get to know me and he wanted to know my favorite TV show of all time, and I told him Arrested Development, and I'm on my third or fourth rewatch.
Great show.
It's a great show.
This is a really contentious primary. What sets you apart from your opponents?
This is a moment where we need to meet the moment. Mm-hmm. We've got a president got people like this guy who came last night. Trump promised to blow things up and to fix things for people. He promised to be a president to end wars, and he has started a number of wars. We're still at war with Iran, despite what he may tell us. He promised to bring jobs back, and Michigan is really struggling on that front. But it's not enough just to have a D next to your name and be anti-Donald Trump. I actually Googled how to run for office after the 2016 election. I had never done this before. I had a very different life. I beat my Republican incumbent state senator. We swung a district 20 points in a single cycle, but it really was around the message of what are we going to do to keep our kids here and give them opportunities. I had people who, when I would meet them on their doorstep, said, you remind me so much of my daughter who left Michigan. Why are you here, and what can we do to bring our kids back? I then helped flip the entire state Senate for the first time in 40 years, and I am the majority whip in the state Senate. So I have a strong track record on delivering on everything from affordability, affordable housing. We repealed the seniors' pension tax, expanding civil rights, expanding voting rights. We created universal pre-K, breakfast and lunch in schools. I mean, I could be here all day. But that track record matters. I know how to win tough races, but I also know how to deliver for people in ways that they feel in their lives.
The suggestion's been made that you move to Michigan for political opportunity. You came here because you saw an opportunity to run for office and that's what you wanted to do. How do you respond to that?
That is the most insane thing I have ever heard. I didn't spend my entire life wanting to run for office. I started my career as a car designer. I actually worked designing Hot Wheels at Mattel. Then I was in design, media, and advertising. I moved to Michigan to finally put down roots and start a family. This is where my husband is from. He's a fourth generation Michigander. This is where we got engaged. This is where we got married. My daughter was born at the same hospital where my husband was born. And Michigan welcomed me with open arms. And when I watched the 2016 election and how much it tore people apart, I wanted to be a part of healing that. I wanted to give back to the state that gave me so much, and that's why I decided to run.
Talk with Mallory McMorrow. She's a state senator seeking the U.S. Senate seat as a Democrat. The auto industry is facing a lot of challenges right now. What could you do as a U.S. senator to help?
The auto industry is a global industry, and I was on the receiving end of the Great Recession. I graduated with my degree wanting to start my career as a car designer, but I graduated in 2008. So I found myself with no job and no health insurance, and I get what happens when our largest industry goes down. We need to be able to compete with China. We need to be able to compete on the world stage. I think that it was a huge mistake to repeal the EV rebates. Our automakers are building products that people want to buy. I don't think the government should be in the role of dictating what types of drivetrains they should be producing, but we should be supporting the industry so that they can, whether it's internal combustion engine or hybrid or EVs, be competitive in the global market. So I think restoring those, expanding apprenticeships and workforce development so that we have the talent necessary to move the industry into the future, that's something that I have helped expand here in Michigan with the Registered Apprenticeship Program. More than 20,000 people have gone through a Registered Apprenticeship and Program, and they come out the other side with an average salary of over $80,000, which is more than double the average salary in Michigan. So companies will expand here when we have the talent. We do have the talent. Michiganders work harder than anybody else, and that's a track record that I want to bring into the U.S. Senate.
Congress seems very dysfunctional, the House and the Senate. Why would you want to get into that fray?
Because Michiganders do things very differently. You know, I served my first 4 years in the minority. I am now serving my second 4 years in the state Senate in the majority. I chair a committee. I'm the majority whip. But I work across the aisle every single day. One of my greatest partners in economic development reform is Senator John DeMoose, a conservative Republican from Northern Michigan. And I think we are showing, modeling what it looks like when we recognize we don't have to agree on every issue, but on issues where we do agree, like building our communities and our regions up from the ground up, supporting small businesses and keeping our kids here, let's work together. So I promised a couple of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, I would reach out and sit down with people across the aisle from me, try to get to know them and do exactly what I've done here, there, so that we can start to fix Congress.
Well, that is the theme of this conference this week, is the quest for common ground, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I hope that more people take that to heart. It's really easy to stay in our own bubble. Social media does that too, right? It's easy to find people who already agree with us. But how many of us know all of our neighbors? Go knock on their door. Just say hello. Go out to a picnic. You're going to find that all of us have a lot more in common than it may feel like online. And that's how we're going to come together and get out of this mess.
Mallory, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mallory McMorrow, running for U.S. Senate as a Democrat. This is the new 105.5 WPHM.